Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. And I just pray that you're just having a wonderful day in the Lord. My name is Chaplain Lonnie Gregory. And today, if you have a prayer request and you'd like for me to pray for you, I would love to. You can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. That's Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. And now I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I ask, Lord, that you touch hearts. I ask, God, that you encourage your people. I ask, God, that you lift up those that are disencouraged today. I ask, Lord, that you heal the sick. And I pray, Father, for the ones that are not born again, that are not saved. I pray that you reach down right now and draw them unto salvation through your love and mercy. I pray, Father, that you open their spiritual eyes and their hearts and their ears, that they may hear and receive you this day as Lord and Savior. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to read out Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and saying praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. In this portion of Scripture, Paul and Silas had been cast into prison for casting the devil out of a woman and setting her free. Isn't that amazing? You know, I see and I watch these programs and people that are doing lewd things and vile things, and the world just pats them on the back and okay and backs them up. But you take a football player that will kneel down and give God the honor and glory for his strength and health. People want to pounce on them and kick them off, or somebody that would stand up, or some high school student that will stand up on graduation and dare to say the name of Jesus. They want to cast them out and make them an outcast. That's a horrible, horrible thing. That's an awful thing to think that our society has gotten to that place. But you know what? That's how it was in the day of Paul and Silas. You could go in any other name you wanted to except the name of Jesus. You see, the devil hates the name of Jesus. He don't like the name of Jesus. Why? Because he knows that that's the only name that will defeat him. And he is already defeated because of the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. That's the reason that the devil wants to shut up that sweet name of Jesus. But I got news for you. Can't do it. Never have. Never will. It won't happen. Oh, it will not happen. One day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And in this scripture, Paul and Silas, even though they beat them, the Bible said they laid them with many stripes, and they put them into the inner prison, and they chained them up. But the Bible says at midnight hour, the darkest hour of the night, they began to pray and sing praises to God. Let me tell you, I'm talking to people right now. You feel like you're in the darkest hour of your life. But if you will do what Paul and Silas done, you will receive what Paul and Silas received. They began to pray to God Almighty. They began to praise the sweet name of Jesus. And they sang praises unto him. And the Bible says that the prisoners heard them. In other words, they were not ashamed of the name of Jesus. They called the name of Jesus when they were on the outside, but they called his name on the inside of prison. And when they began to pray and praise God, something happened. An earthquake came and shook the place, opened up the doors, and the chains fell off. The same thing can happen to you today, dear ones. No matter what your darkest hour may be, God can cause that your whole situation to shake. He can cause doors to be opened to you, and he can cause chains of bondage and heartache and burden to come off of you in the name of Jesus. What you need to do is stop right now and start praising Jesus. Stop right now and start worshiping him and see the glory of God. Let me tell you, the longest midnight still ends in daybreak. The longest midnight still ends in daybreak. You just praise the Lord. You keep your eyes on him, and he'll bring you through unto light. For the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'm telling you, people, joy is coming. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Thank you for listening. And if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I pray that today you'll make him your Savior and receive him today. Thank you for listening.